What it's like for you?
Yeah, it's really humbling to be recognized for your service. And for me, it's always, being my third time, one of the best awards that I've ever received throughout my athletic career. It means a lot to me because giving back to the community has always been really important to me.
You alluded to it. I mean, winning it once, obviously, is an honor, but you've now won this thing three times. You were a finalist once for it. I mean, that's got to be quite the achievement.
It's really special. I know following in Doug Deacon's footsteps is very humbling, and, you know, it's difficult to wake up every day and not just feel very blessed.
Joe, is there any individual award that you
haven't won? I'll let the stats guy figure that out. But it just feels really special to be recognized. You know, I think I've made Cleveland my home, and it's a very special city to me. And so part of being in the NFL to me is service and giving back to your community and the people that support you every Sunday. And so I think it's great to be recognized, even though that's why, not why you do the things that you do, but it still does feel good when your name gets mentioned in the end.
What do you feel most proud of as far as community service?
I don't know. I think my things that are really important to me are giving back to the military, and then also kids and education. Those are three areas that are very important to me. So the different charities that I'm involved with in those three areas are the most special to me and the closest to my heart.
Joe, Hugh Jackson really went to bat for you today and said they had tried to trade you at the trading deadline. If it comes up again at draft day, he would go with you.
Oh, that's nice of him. Where are we going? The Bahamas? I'm in.
Can you just talk about the relationship that you may have developed with Hugh and just kind of how you feel about him too?
Yeah, I think from the moment that Hugh got here, I think him and I have had a close relationship, and I think it's built on trust and honesty, and I think we both like how the other person operates and how they do their business. And I've been an admirer of Hugh since his days in Oakland, even, and then when we would play him twice a year in Cincinnati. I always really respected him as a coach and enjoyed talking with him after games. And so since he's been here, I've really even had another level of respect the way he's handled this difficult season and kind of the difficult cards that he's been dealt. I don't think there's many coaches in the NFL, in all of NFL history, that would have been able to handle this situation as well as he has. And he's just been so outstanding, and he means so much to this team and to these players right now. I think we all feel very fortunate that he's our head coach.
Joe, is this season been as tough physically and mentally as any you've had?
Certainly mentally. I think the lack of wins and all those things that go with it has been really difficult, more difficult than any season for sure.
We've talked about, you've never missed a snap. What kind of a source of pride is that for you to get out there every Sunday and kind of lead by example that way?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's important to always try to be out there for my teammates, and I think it sets a good example for, not everybody is always going to feel great on Sunday, but it's your job to go out there if you can help the team better than the person that could be replacing you. So I hope that's something that I leave with the youngsters that we have here behind every rock, and hopefully that legacy will continue with somebody else here that's started a nice streak of their own.
Besides Deacon, did you have anybody?
Besides Deacon.
That you looked up to, was that type of player in you as you
That's a good question. I think there's been a lot of guys that, since I've been here, have done a good job of giving back. I think DeQual Jackson was one guy that, when I got here, was really involved in the community, and I looked up to him and had a lot of respect for him. So maybe he's one guy.
Joe, could you go into how really specifically difficult it is? You have a new left guard, and you get a new right guard, you had a different center, you had different right tackles. I mean, how difficult is that to deal with?
Yeah, I think the offensive line is the hardest position to have musical chairs being played with, because just about every other position on the field, they're kind of interchangeable, and quarterback and their receivers, there's chemistry that you need to have there, but for the most part, you can kind of get those guys somewhat on the same page, and you're going to see guys rotating at those positions throughout a practice anyway. But on the offensive line, there's so much of a chemistry that has to be built in training camp and through trust on the field on Sundays that it is very, very difficult to just fill a guy in there, and especially a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience, because there's so many things that happen on a Sunday that you have to be able to adjust to on the fly that you're not going to be able to practice, just because 6 days is not a long time to get ready for any single game in the NFL. So you really have to fall back on your experiences in past weeks and seasons, even on the offensive line, to be able to handle anything that a defense gives you on a daily basis.
You know, when you say stuff like when you're gone, after you leave here, have you thought about how long you want to keep playing?
Yeah, I think anybody who's getting up there in years, you think about how long you can play, and I think it really doesn't change for me. I want to play as long as the Browns want me, as long as I'm healthy enough to play, and as long as I still love it. And I know as of right now, all those things are still there, and I still love this game even more than I did when I was a rookie, and hopefully the Browns still want me. So I think that's going to be kind of the checklist whenever the time comes, but right now I don't see anything changing.
You know what you want to do after football?
I don't. I'm trying to keep all of my options open and keep as many doors open as possible, because I think too many times guys make mistakes right when they retire that they just jump into something that they think this is exactly what I want to do forever, and they do it for 6 months, and then they find out it's not exactly what they thought it would be. So I just like to keep my options open and kind of dabble in things until I find something that I like.
Joe, talking about the view again, I know you guys all want to get a victory for many different reasons, but with him playing the Bengals again this week, mm-hmm. Do you think there's that little extra you'd love to get from him, especially against his former team?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, getting a win this week would be really big for us for a number of reasons, but I think the man that's leading the ship right now is very well respected in the locker room, and we understand how important it would be for him to be able to beat the Bengals, which is the team that he came from last year. And so I think that's a little extra motivation for the guys in the locker room. Yeah, he'll be a guy that's throwing the ball on Sunday, and he'll do a great job handing it off and, hopefully score some touchdowns.
How much pride have you taken over the years in guiding the younger linemen and awesome guys, guys like that who are coming up, and really kind of being not just a teammate but almost a coach?
I think early on it was a pride thing for me. I had pride trying to go out there and set a good example and help guys and give them little tips, and then after a while I realized how much I enjoyed coaching them and how much I enjoyed imparting some wisdom that I've shown and seeing the improvements on the field when you help them out. And so now for me it's just something that I enjoy so much that it kind of comes naturally. It's something that I enjoy almost as much as going out and doing it myself, as helping a guy and giving him some little tips that maybe as a coach, because you're not out there every day playing, you either miss it or you're not thinking about it, or just because I played the position, you kind of have a little deeper understanding of things. And that's something that I really enjoy, and one of the things I'm sure I'll miss when I'm done playing.
Joe, when I asked you about, you mentioned that, well, what I meant actually was there a player that was kind of like an inspiration for you to go out there and play like you are when you're, obviously hurt and stuff?
Not really. I wouldn't say specifically, but I do know that growing up in Wisconsin, Brett Favre was kind of one of my childhood idols, and he played a lot of games in a row, and I remember the times that he played when he was injured, and so I think that's kind of just was always burned in my memory from the time that I was a little kid watching football. And I think it's kind of just become part of who I am.
When did you become aware, really, of the streak that you've run? Obviously, we've asked you about it every now and again, about the consecutive snaps and all those type of things. But for you as a player, when did you really become aware of that and cognizant and really say, make that a goal of yours?
You know, I don't know if it's ever really been a goal. I think it's just been kind of something that happens. I never really wake up thinking about it. I'm sure it's something I'll reflect on in retirement someday and think about how cool it is. But I think it's just who I am. It's just kind of a given. And so it's not something that I really think about or ever really – didn't really even notice it until maybe my fourth or fifth year.
Can you tell us – I mean, last one, Joe. Like in high school or college, you done?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that kind of goes back to some of it. I think in all the sports I've ever played, the only time I've ever missed a play for injury was I tore an ACL in college in the bowl game in like the third quarter. So I missed like a quarter and a half. But other than that, going back to seventh grade in football and third grade in basketball, I just never had an injury. Just the way it is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's basketball, football, baseball, everything. I just never got hurt, just got lucky.
Have you ever been able to tell Brett Favre what kind of inspiration?
Never have. I've met him once, I think, when he was with the Jets when we were both captains, but that was about it. So, all right, I got a meeting, so thanks.